the political lead today is the latest revelations from a journalist who's used to shaking things up, Bob Woodward, who reports for The Washington Post. His new book is called Plan of Attack. It chronicles President Bush's drive toward the war in Iraq. And joining us to discuss the political impact is Jacob Weisberg. He's editor of Slate Magazine. Jacob, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hello, Alex. Delighted to join you.
So Bob Woodward says in this book that President Bush instructed his defense secretary to start making a war plan for Iraq just a few months after the 9/11 attacks. And it says that Mr. Bush actually decided to go to war in January 2003. That's a couple of months before the White House has said that he made that final decision. What is the political significance of the timing of all this?
Well, Alex, I have to say, first of all, this is a very Washington moment because the whole city is discussing this book, which no one has read. It's not even going to be available in bookstores until today. But I think the significance of the date is obvious. It's a question of whether the president was negotiating in good faith in the months leading up to the war with the United Nations, with countries we wanted to support the war, and with Iraq. If there was no possibility of avoiding the war, if we decided to go in, then all of that was a show.
We should add that the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, said yesterday that Bob Woodward is mistaken about the dates. She said that the final decision for war actually was made in March of 2003.
That may be technically true in some sense. The decision isn't made until the planes are in the air. On the other hand, I think it's pretty clear that the decision was made long before that. Dick Cheney made a speech in August of 2002 that made it pretty clear that we were going to war with Iraq and that there was essentially no alternative. It's funny, a lot of what's in this book is not actually the revelation of new news about, for example, when the decision was made, but very strong substantiation of what we already knew. I think it's clear that the decision to go to war with Iraq was made much sooner. And if you want to say it was made when Condé Rice says it was made, that's really a technicality.
Bob Woodward was on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. I don't know if you saw it. It was just a fascinating interview. And one thing he said was that the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, was so marginal in this whole process that he learned about the decision to go to war after the Saudi ambassador. Here's Bob Woodward talking with 60 Minutes' Mike Wallace.
Well, he knew Cheney wanted to do this, and they realized they haven't told Colin Powell, the Secretary of State. So Condé Rice says to the president, I'm serious. And so Condé Rice says, you better call Colin in and tell him.
And now in Washington, Colin Powell's being criticized as disloyal because a lot of Republicans assume he's a source for Woodward's book. Where's this headed for him?
Well, it's a pretty safe assumption, Alex. I think it had to hurt being so out of the actual decision-making about going to war with Iraq. And Colin Powell has hurt back by talking to Bob Woodward and substantiating a lot of the ugly background to how the decision was made. I think based on what I've read about the book so far, and I should stipulate I haven't seen a copy either, but one of the things that's most damning is that there really was no decision-making process. The decision, Cheney knew he wanted to do it. Rumsfeld wanted to do it for somewhat different reasons. They persuaded Bush early on. But where were those meetings when they hashed over the pros and cons, the what ifs, the plan B, the plan C? That's what's absent from this picture of the decision to go to war.
But what about the loyalty question?
Well, interestingly, Powell is being criticized both for being disloyal by talking to Bob Woodward and for being too loyal by staying on board and backing Bush up through the period when they went to war in a way he disagreed with. I think in an interesting way, I think the book is somewhat disloyal, but I think Powell has to live with his conscience, and he's done that in part by being loyal to Bush as a Secretary of State, at the same time letting people on the outside know what it is he really thinks.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's editor of Slate.com. Jacob, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Alex.